Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe at Everbank Field here in Jacksonville, along with Scott Zolak. So the players in the locker room pretty much admitted they just needed to escape from this city, this game, this stadium with a win. They did that,
yeah.
But this was really a sluggish performance, especially at the start. What did you see?
I think from the get-go, you know, walking around, mulling around in warm-ups, it just seemed flat. You want to take a plug and just plug it in the wall and just inject some electricity into this crowd. It felt worse in a preseason game. And I'm a bystander. I'm not playing in a game, so I can only imagine. You're out here warming up trying to get ready. They're not stupid. They know what's going on. Nobody gave Jacksonville a chance to be in this game, but exactly what you just said, one of those get-through type games, I think part of the problem is they came in with that mentality. Let's go down, let's get through it. They just got to go out and they got to pound people. They got to realize they're a machine. I know they can flip the switch at times offensively and score, but you keep this quarterback from getting these type of shots. He threw it 65 times last week against San Francisco. Those are two big emotional weeks, and then you come down here, you got a 2-12 team. So now I think the quarterback's attitude after this game, he kind of set the tone. We played like crap. We didn't deserve to be in this game. It's not good. We need a better week of practice. You deal with Christmas on Tuesday, then you get together and you realize what you have in front of you. Get in front of your home crowd and everything that's – this is the National Football League. Look around the schedule. People think, oh, Denver's going to run the table. Yeah. Houston's going to run the table. Good luck with that. We just witnessed it here in Jacksonville.
Right. They need to find a way clearly to get off to better starts. It's two straight weeks. But
yeah.
Did you feel at the end of the first half, beginning of the second half, where they did score 10 points, they had that sort of double score, a little bit of rhythm, that at that point they would – keep Jacksonville away, not make it an interesting game. Were you surprised that Jacksonville stayed in it and really had, almost were able to tie it up at the end?
Can't afford a three and out on offense. You can't afford a sack on first down. You can't afford a sack on second and long. I thought they called Patrick Chung. I understand why they call it, defenseless receiver. I look at the replay. Defenseless receiver to me is when the receiver still has his head looking to the quarterback and then gets his head taken off. He caught the ball. He saw Chung duck the head. To me, that's not a defenseless receiver. It's a bang-bang play. I don't know how much more you coach Patrick Chung up on that. We went through this with Merriweather where he's launched with the crown. Chung didn't launch with the crown of the helmet. It's the shoulder hit to the head. I understand why they call it. And I thought, the roughing call on Brady. They just don't let defensive guys play football anymore.
Yep, you got these.
It's a sad way the league's going.
And every week we see a few of these. Well,
ooh, head injuries.
At the time that we're doing this right now, Houston has lost. Denver's playing right now. The Patriots obviously have a lot on that game. This playoff picture going into next week is going to be really interesting. 1, 2, 3, really up for grabs.
Guess who's back next week? Chuck Pagano on the sidelines for Indy. Mm-hmm. You got Andrew Luck, Rookie of the Year potential. Last home game. They might be going to the playoffs. It's going to affect their seeding. All the pressure in the world's on Houston now. See what they can do. And you just go and play your game. I'm glad it's the 1 o'clock game next week because you can only control what you do. Play it and then sit back and watch it. We'll see. Maybe we'll have a bye in the first round.
Going to be a fun Sunday next week. Zoe, thanks as always. We'll see you at Gillette
Merry
Stadium
Christmas.
For that one. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. That's going to wrap it up from Jacksonville. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.